and I promise that I will be true. I'll say in my Kentucky, the town of Hazard, lives a lady my home will never be. This is a rail yard downtown Chicago, and I've been working on the rail cars days, sleeping in the boardhouse nights. Oh, I dream, Olivia, of you dressed in ermine, stepping off the luxury line. So I'm telling every friend of mine, in my Kentucky, the town of Hazard, lives a lily dove, and I'm the one she's thinking of. Oh, so it doesn't matter. If I got things I gotta do, to me she'll always be true. This is a highway through Minnesota, and I'm a following the heartland snow through the corner of Oklahoma. Oh, I know, Olivia, that I'll find my treasure buried in these southern hills, and I know I gotta have my fill. As for my Kentucky, well, I had to pass her. I know she'll understand why I had to keep going. I won't pay no matter. There's a thing I gotta be, home awaiting always is she. This is a fireside called Dark Alaska, and I've been searching from the Iowa plains to the forests of the Pennsylvania for something, Olivia, I can't quite remember. I've been alone so long, I can't recall my home, Kentucky, old town of Hazard. There ain't nothing I wouldn't do to get me back home to you. From the dawn until the day be done. Oh, I heard, Olivia, your body buried, and now I'm riding me a riverboat back to the banks of my Hazard home. And then I'm gonna cry my eye for the daughter of the mountain. May our mother make a use of my tears. May she find me fit to bury here in my Kentucky. Does it matter?
Kamara Thomas and the Ghost Gamblers, My Kentucky off the CD, Earth Hero. You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm your host, Louise. We've got Charles Latham tuning up live in the studio. He'll be coming on soon. And so stick around. We got live music on the way. And but first, let's thank our underwriter. Support for Licks and Lyrics comes from the Music Loft of Carrboro, which connects musicians to what they need to enhance their music-making experience. You can visit them downtown Carrboro, right on Main Street. Give them a call, 919-968-4411, or visit their website, musicloftofcarrboro.com. All right, so more music. Matt Phillips, Move.
Me cold dew, aching back, and I'm missing you these days. I'm ready to schoolhouse, the threshing floor. I had enough, and they tell me take some more. There's no guarantee of any life or any death. Ready to move.
working on the rooftops, and you see me digging ditches. The hygienist at your dentist's office, nurse pulling out your stitches. You see me hold your door open and cut you off in traffic.
Right. Charles Latham, that was rockin'.
Thank you so much.
It was awesome. And so there were some interesting lines in there. I noted a few about like, okay, let's just start with the first one. All four on the bathroom, on our floors, on all four on the bathroom floor.
Yeah.
So how, which immediately makes me say, so how autobiographical are your songs?
I mean, I think we've all... I hope we've all been there. I mean, we've all had
the stomach
a
flu.
Similar, yeah, there you go. Exactly, yeah. A stomach flu, something puts you on the bathroom floor at some point, sometimes at a public rest stop, you know?
Yeah,
things are going pretty bad if that's the case, but...
Yeah, you know that's a low point in your life.
That's not a good place to be, but...
Yeah, okay. So not afraid to let it all out there and where you live your heart on your song.
Honesty is the, you know... Three chords and the truth.
Three chords and the truth.
Like the magnet says. I do have that magnet on my fridge. It's a good reminder.
Three chords and the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So pretty autobiographical then?
Well, you know, I'm not going to...
The truth as you see
the
it.
The truth as, or as someone, or perhaps as a character, or you
okay,
know.
So that's what I'm asking then. Do you sometimes write from someone else's point of view?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I do. I mean,
think so. No, is this me now?
Yeah, I know. I mean, that is a good... That is... Yeah, I mean, I think that particular instance, maybe there's some personal experience in there.
Okay. All right. But you know what? I'll take that. That's fair. All right. So, Charles Latham, you have brought your new CDs.
That's my new record.
New. And is it your first?
It's not. It's the first. I think it's my first real album. Well, I shouldn't say that in case anyone is going to purchase my previous albums. Those are also... quality,
but this was a little more money.
I went outside the home studio. I went outside the living room.
Yes. When you start to say, like, what do the professional ears hear?
Yeah.
And sometimes they it's a little less learn as you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of a little less of that, and then the things that they can do, the magic, the studio magic that you can't necessarily do on your own at home.
So was that you rocking the guitar? I'm looking.
I was going to call attention to that guitar solo.
Because now I'm looking,
solo.
And I'm looking, and I don't see any other musicians.
Oh, well, there's extensive liner notes.
Oh, okay.
On
okay.
the internet.
Oh,
but,
oh, okay.
But in that particular instance, that was me playing the lead guitar, too.
Nicely
That's probably why I like
done.
That song. The rest
yeah.
of it, though, is built on the backs of some very hardworking musicians, local musicians here, who all gave their time.
Love
to
your
me.
Musical community.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I got a lot of great, great players to play with me.
And sometimes it works better if you go into a real studio with real players.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Caveman Studios in Durham is where I did it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So this is Little Me Time. A great picture of yourself sitting next to a gravestone that says self now, really.
That's right. That's in Maple View Cemetery in Durham.
Oh, really? It's the self family.
That's self, the self grave, yeah.
That's yeah. great. That's great.
So the reason, so I had driving back and forth to my where my parents used to live in Eastern Virginia, I would always pass a grave by the side of the road that said self. And then when it came time, when that kind of album title came to me, and then I was thinking that would be a great image to get, but it was, they had moved, and then it was kind of too far to go. So I was like, well, let me see if there's one in the area. You know, and I thought I would have to drive somewhere, but it's right in Durham. I live in Durham.
And is there a way to find out where graves are?
Yeah, I think it's literally called findagrave.com. You can find a grave. And people volunteer their time,
okay.
and they go and they take a photo, and sometimes there's like a family history on there.
Oh, nice.
These particular selves had been...
But this is nothing to do with your personal family. You were just liking the name goes with a Little Me Time.
Yeah.
No, the irony's not lost.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well done. Well done. Well done. Well done. All right. Well, fun. Well, so
I just don't want anyone to think I disrespect the dead. Let's just
no.
Not...
No one disrespects the dead.
Yeah,
we can.
I left
there
those flowers.
Are plenty of live people we can disrespect.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. 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 No. Yeah, visiting a grave and taking a picture and leaving flowers. Nothing disrespectful.
Just in case
there.
The selves are listening right now.
Right.
You know, I just
right.
Don't want them to
right.
Think
it's a lovely. It's a lovely tombstone.
Yes, it really is.
Right, but also it goes really well as an album cover.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I should mention Philip McDonald. See, I worked with a lot of local everyone. This is a very. I felt like it was a really locally centered. Album because everything from the cover art to the design to the recording and everybody that played
right.
on it is local.
And isn't it better now that you found that in Durham then? That keeps even the photograph
yeah.
local.
Yeah, and that was just a happy accident. So
Yeah. And are you from North Carolina? Charles
I'm not. Lincoln? I'm from Virginia though, so
okay.
not that far.
Okay. Just headed south a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. So how about rocking?
Yeah, I can rock. That's all right with everyone.
It's all right with me.
It's a nice gray day here. Oh, yeah, I should mention, because this will be heard at some point later on by fans in Northampton, Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
true.
For those of you who are listening, maybe there who are not familiar, I can paint the weather scene. It's kind of overcast. It looks a little ominous.
Still humid,
yeah. So this is kind of, mm-hmm. I think this song, it's got a minor key kind of feel, so maybe it'll go with this kind of ominous, gloomy day.
And what's this song called?
This song is called American Traditional.
Take good care of your little one. Keep the bread on the table. Don't go out when the sun goes down. Stay at home if you're able. Raise them up with a firmer hand. Raise them up with the cane. And their first words are yes and sir, and their first thoughts are pain. It's an old tradition that you're living by. There's a rifle slung from the wall, and there's a dawn coming like no dawn before. And it's a dawn, it's no dawn at all. There are jobs in the factories for every babe in the nursery. And there is work for every man who can prove himself worthy. And there's a road that your taxes paved. There are books in the library. Stadium where your heroes play. Nay, police like an army. It's an old tradition that you're living by. But there's a rifle slung from the wall. And there's a dawn coming like no dawn before. And it's a dawn that's no dawn at all. Hospitals for the weak, burials quick and modest, and jails full of guilty men, and all the politicians are honest. Family, faith, land and flag, living just off the highway. The houses are all pointed east to catch the light of the new day. It's an old tradition that you're living by. And there's a rifle slung from the wall. And there's a dawn coming like no dawn before. And it's a dawn, it's no dawn at all. And there's a dawn coming like no dawn before. And it's a dawn, it's no dawn at all.
Very nice, Charles Latham. American traditional?
American traditional.
Okay, very nicely done. Not exactly the most peppy song.
Not peppy? No.
So, no. So you're feeling a little sad with kind the American traditional? And I was looking, and I'm not seeing that. Oh, that is the first
that's
one on
the
your
first
album.
Track,
okay,
yeah.
So this is like a year old then, this song? This is a fairly recently written thing?
Yeah, okay. Fairly recently.
Because I believe I saw somewhere all were
recorded
in 2016. So how old is this sentiment?
It's been a couple years. I think I wrote it, maybe like 2015 or something.
Okay.
So yeah, it wasn't intended to be topical.
Right.
But
right.
Maybe unfortunately is
fortunately
in the sense of marketing and promotion for myself,
right?
So
yes,
unfortunately for
right
our country,
yeah. So the glass is half empty and half full.
Yeah mostly empty.
And so when you're writing, what comes first for you? Are you working out your melodies on the guitar first of all? I assume you write on the guitar.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what comes first? Are you starting with your lyrics, or are you starting with the melody that you got on the guitar, sort of then you're putting words to that?
Yeah, I think it starts with some kind of feeling or something you want to express that doesn't, or you know, that isn't already in a song that exists, or it's not, you know, not in a way that's
so really idea
me.
Idea
yeah
for
idea.
You
idea feeling and okay. Then you know, and then from there they kind of usually for me they kind of go together. There's a lot of mumbling when I first write a song.
I just want to know about Charles Latham.
I know, yeah. It's usually there'll be kind of, you know, an idea and then a lot of humming.
Okay.
Mumbling. Yeah,
mumbling. Singing, mumbling.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're, you know, like mouthing word shapes, you
scatting,
know.
Scatting, whatever you want.
Yeah,
yeah.
Scatting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some of that.
Yeah,
and
you're
then
all elephants.
Finding
Joe.
The words, you know, that fit.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And hoping they're not too Cat in the Hat. Although that can be That can
and
be good, so, too.
And how long is it? How long is the songwriting process general for you?
I sometimes
mean, are you it, editing?
Usually when I am, those ones don't last as long, I found, which is okay. frustrating because you spend a lot of time working on something and then but the one that people really respond to is the one that you wrote in like 3 seconds, you know, that kind of just comes fully formed.
Okay.
It's the mystery and the magic of songcraft.
Yes. Yeah, that's great. All right. Before we get too far along, why don't we tell people where they can, if they're tuning in and they want to find out more about you,
yeah.
what's your social media presence, Charles?
Well, and I do want to thank anyone who's listening, and I want to thank you especially, Louise, for having
Thanks
me
so
on the show.
Thanks so much for coming on.
It's great to be here at WCOM in Carrboro, beautiful
mm-hmm.
Carrboro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on. I have my website is just charleslatham.com,
and that's C H A R.
Yep.
Oh, I got look it, at you, C H A R L E S L A T H A M.
Yeah, it's just Charles. Yep. charleslatham.com. Yeah.
And the Borrowed Band, you've got your own T-shirt.
I'm wearing a prototype T-shirt.
And the Borrowed Band, that's
yeah,
good because you don't have a regular band, and
they're
so
all just the best and brightest in the triangle that
right,
I can pull in
that you can convince to come that night.
Yeah.
For instance,
tomorrow on Mother's Day, I'm playing a Guitar Town show at Steel String Brewery. It's one of the Steel String sessions, which are it's the second Sunday in every month.
Correct.
Second Sunday. Jonathan Lee is here, Mr. Guitar Town, and he put the show on. And I'm going to be joined by Billy Feather, who is a tremendous
she's great.
Bass player. Yeah, she and songwriter, and she's playing in Pittsburgh tonight at the Carolina Brewery there. So
okay.
If you're out and about.
Right. Okay.
All
right.
Yeah, so that's just an example of the caliber of musician that stoops to play with me for some reason. Probably cuz the
all
songs
right. so
are
tomorrow's,
easy.
Tomorrow it's Steel String.
Yeah.
So what about and are you pretty good at updating your website with your shows?
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I got another one on Friday the 19th. It's the closing party for the King of Cockroaches art show here in Carrboro.
Fun.
Also, yeah, that should be fun.
That sounds like a blast.
And there's some other dates later in the summer. You know,
yeah,
it's coming together.
You put it on the calendar. You're good. You're good at updating social media.
Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, I just tweeted you earlier.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And I was going to do, can I do a classic? Can I try a classic radio thing?
You can do whatever
I was thinking,
you want. As long as
something,
you don't say, like, drop the F-bomb.
No. Sure. Nothing, mm-hmm. nothing like that. I'm more like, if you're one of the first five people that responds to the tweet and then likes my Facebook page uh-huh. and then somehow notifies me that those two things are connected, I will give you a download code for my album for free.
Nice.
For the next, that's valid for the next hour. So get on the internet.
All right. And what about for the people who are listening in Northampton?
Well,
they would be past
you people. You just send me an email and we'll work something out.
Okay.
Everything's negotiable.
Okay. And now we're starting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially if you got a couch that I could stay on, if there's a show up there and you put it together, then I will give you something.
All right.
We'll work that out. Clearly, I should have thought about this
right.
further in advance, but you know.
Yeah. You know, good intentions.
Learning.
Yeah. 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 All right. Well, all right. So you know what? Just like and follow and talk to Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Instagram, I'm on there too.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I think I followed you.
I followed you back.
Excellent.
That's how it works.
That is how it works.
This is the way we do things now.
That's right. Yay. Marketing. Self-marketing.
Yay.
Self-marketing. Doing it yourself. The old DIY.
I like that. I'm in real time liking your comments. Not on my phone. I'm actually just doing it.
You know what? I'm giving you a thumbs up
oh.
and an okay.
Oh. I will heart. Now I heart you.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go. Okay. All
heart,
right.
Heart to you too, Jonathan. I like
yeah, right. Heart,
and
heart
like.
Jonathan in the corner. All right. So how about some more music?
Sure.
What you want to do? Want to play more? Want to play more off the CD? What are you feeling?
I'll play another one.
All right. That sounds good.
I'll play
more live?
Song. Yeah.
More
live? I can pep it up a little bit.
Not that I was complaining.
No, not that I was complaining.
I think we're all feeling a little sad about American traditional these days. But a little peppier. What are you going to go with? It's a little peppier.
This song is it's a little peppier. It's called Come Up Short. You know, but it's deceptively. I guess,
I was going to say the music is peppy.
The music is
there
peppy.
We
yeah.
go.
I don't
up.
Do peppy lyrics.
So.
You asked me where should I hide out if I needed some time to let the heat die down. You asked me where should I hang out. You say I'm older than all of the kids round here now. You tell me your secrets. Well, they made me nervous, I have to admit. Oh, why you think I'm so cool and not so hard of heart? What do I have that you can use? You gave me some luggage to hide, and you advised me not to look inside. You offered your autograph. I ripped it to pieces, but that just made you laugh. You kill me with your kindness. I'm saying thank you so often that I can't catch my breath. No, why you think I'm so smooth and not so hard of heart? What do I have that you can use? Oh, my love. When I start to add it up, I come up a little short. All the contents of my heart, I come up short, I come up short. I come up short, I come up short. You want me for reasons unknown, but I see your mind busy building a home. You call me, but you call me collect. Now these are not charges that I have to accept. I want you to leave me alone, but I feel you like cancer in the marrow of my bones. Oh, why you think I'm so smooth and not so hard of heart? What do I have that you can use? Oh, my love. When I start to add it up, all the contents of my heart, I come up a little short. I come up short, I come up 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 short.
Wonderfully peppy, Charles Latham. Come up short. And yet, you're right, a little dysfunctional at the lyrics.
Oh, yeah, that's a good...
Yeah, a little dysfunctional relationship there, but with a peppy beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like that. Yeah. I like that. Dysfunctional.
Yeah. Yeah, dysfunctional relationships are great songwriting material.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah.
Songwriter's secrets here on the show.
And so once again, did someone really ask you to watch their suitcase and...
I can't comment.
Oh.
I can't comment on
that.
Yeah, I know. I know I said this interview would be open and transparent, but I'm finding there are legally things.
There, you know, yes, yes. What is it? I plead the fifth?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although, you know, they say if you do that, it means you're guilty.
That's right. Yeah.
But, you know.
Right.
Still.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You're either guilty or you're just going to fire people.
I got my team of attorneys on the other side of the glass, all shaking their heads.
Cut.
It's like, what can I say?
Right. You can tell them that they should come hear you tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. And then the Steel String Sessions, which continue every second Sunday, have some great songwriters coming up.
Yeah, really.
We got Kate Ruddy.
Nice.
And I'm sorry, I take full responsibility if I'm saying your last name wrong. But let me say quickly... that as someone, my last name is L-A-T-H-A-M, right? Uh-huh. So I get Latham, Latham, So, you know, hopefully there's no beef.
And was it right, Latham?
You said it right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not
well,
just
that's why I was like, Latham, and waiting for the pause.
Oh, yeah. Go,
like,
nailed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it sounds
but
weird if
right.
I say nailed it after someone says my name. But
no, but I know what you mean.
And then we got Jay Fono, John Harrison coming up. Sweet. And Milagro Saints. That's going to be, I mean,
sweet.
These are all good, but that's
yeah,
that's sweet,
sweet
one. And they're all, you just go to Guitar Town. Guitar Town on Facebook, the Facebook
all right.
page.
And then find out more.
Find out more.
Find out more.
It's where I think all the good, not all, but a big, big chunk of the good music lives in the Triangle on the pages
on the
of
Guitar Town. Yeah, yeah. And we've got lots of good music here.
There's
Is
a
that
lot
why
of
you
good
come
music.
To this area? Is that why you came
That's
here?
That's why I came back. So okay, I so you, lived here. I lived in Chapel Hill.
Were you a student?
No. I was just a person.
And
just
you,
an individual.
And you were, and what, I mean, how did you get down here? You just heard about it and were like, yeah, I'll try it?
My lady partner was
It was
student.
A girl.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I gotcha.
And I came from England. I'm not from England, but I was in England and I came here to Chapel Hill and then I left. This was about 10 years ago. And then, but then I came back and to Durop this time.
Okay.
And probably to, for the foreseeable future.
Okay.
Because I love it and these great musicians.
It's a it's a great place to be a musician.
It is.
Yeah.
Are you from here?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from all over.
Mysterious.
I'm from all
we're
over.
We're well paired because we're both
but
mysterious.
This is, right. Well, I'm not wearing sunglasses in the studio.
Well,
though.
It's a little, actually, I should say I am, but it's a little, it's I can't decide if it's bright. It's a little bright, probably because I've been wearing them. And also the UV rays, you got to watch out
for
those.
Oh yeah, the UV rays
public
on the clouded on the cloudy days. Yeah.
I had a terrible
true.
Sunburn one time because of the UV rays.
So you're just not messing around anymore.
And I do not have a song about that. That would be a great lead-in to like
Yes, it would.
I mean, but yeah.
And actually then you could probably make it into a jingle and sell sunscreen.
Yeah, but it sells itself.
Right. And also, Yeah. I mean,
we covered a lot of commerce. Commerce topics, but that's okay. I'm just noticing. Yeah.
That's what happened when you just ramble. No, yeah. It's topical.
This is not rambling. This is how I talk.
Then it's going well.
Yeah, I think so. This is what a conversation with me is like. In case anyone's wondering, in case you want to enter that sweepstakes to win.
Okay, so are you one of the songwriters that's like constantly writing things down? Like, someone said that.
Oh So
yeah.
If you're eating in a restaurant, be careful what you say, because there might be somebody, especially if they're wearing sunglasses.
And just mysteriously doodling in a notebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're totally taking
they're
your conversation
you.
And making up a whole story about you. Yeah. Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. That's called entertaining yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, you know, well, I guess, ideally, someone would, you wouldn't know, I guess. I guess if a song became a hit song. And then you suspected.
And you're like, wait a minute, I had that conversation 10 years ago.
You were like, I said that. Just,
just in that
really
restaurant
know.
To that girl, and we were breaking up. So how long have you been like a songwriter?
Oh.
You know, okay, so I want the whole thing.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing music? When did you start songwriting? You know, just to start. So
I was kind of a late bloomer. I still am a late bloomer.
With the music?
Everything, but especially music. Mostly, yeah. I mean, no, it's not especially music. With everything, I'm a late bloomer. Music is also one of those things.
Okay, so when did you start playing the guitar?
In high school.
That's not a late bloomer. That's called a teenage boy.
But a lot of kids, no, they start, you know, their parents
make
them.
If their parents make them. But then somewhere in high school, the teenage boy is like, so the music and the chicks, right?
So this is not an uncommon story. I thought it was original. But I,
But was it that?
I mean, I realized, I'm not good at sports.
Yeah.
And I'm not classically good looking or, you know, like attention grabbing.
And were you a poet? Were you already doing sort of journaling? Did you have some sort of creative outlet that you had that led to the songwriting?
Yeah.
That you can
sort
of trace back at the time. Maybe you didn't see it, but.
Yeah. No. Well, okay. I always liked me. I liked making up. Right when as soon as I learned like a few chords, I was trying to make up songs.
Oh, okay.
And play them. And then some of that was to be, you know. Because then you have to sing them too if you're the one that wrote them.
Right.
So if you're in a band, you know, you can't just get stuck on rhythm guitar. You also get to sing.
Yeah. And you like singing.
I like to sing.
Yeah. But you weren't singing before that. You weren't doing any.
Oh, I mean, no. Yeah, no. It was just high school, and I had the guitar. I got books.
You were just like, I'm going
to
do this.
Yeah.
And self-taught?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so what, who was your like influence? Who were you like, I wouldn't like to rock like this person?
I don't know if rock is the right word, but I've always, Jackson Browne has been one of my favorite.
Jackson Browne rocks.
He can rock, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, like yeah, in the a sensitive cool, ballad.
Sensitive
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Yes, I yes. wanted to sensitively rock
okay.
a little bit. But then, you know, but, yeah, I mean, that was one of my first influences. And then, you know, it was like, got into more rock and rock. And then drifted back to the less rock and rock. And then.
So obviously the lyrics are important to
lyrics
you.
Are important.
Okay.
And that's why I like country music, because the lyrics as well.
Right, right. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're, I wouldn't call you country music.
I got some country on there.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. There's pedal steel.
Oh, okay. And so you think pedal steel country?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. It does make it a little twangier.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
right.
But you're right. No, it's not. It's all, it's, yeah.
I mean, Gordon there's Harden. Right now, it's so, oh, yeah, Gordon's on there.
Yeah, yeah. He plays like a monster in a good way. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so yeah, he
and that's
he
Kamara's played, husband, right?
That is, yes.
Yeah, yeah, Kamara Thomas, who we just heard earlier. That's
tying it all together.
Ta-ta.
Yeah.
What a small world we live in.
Well, in a yeah.
In a good way.
In a good
in
way.
In a good musical way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's a good thing when you are like, oh, I love that person. Oh,
I know
that person. Yeah.
It was a nice feeling.
Yeah. All right. So how about some more music?
Okay.
What do you want?
Well, you know what? Let's play. How about a country one off that one?
Yes.
There's one called Dressed Up for Nothing.
You know what? Actually, I was sort of wondering about Dressed Up for Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, what's the story there?
Yeah.
It's, yeah.
And I dropped the G off the end of nothing, so that makes it
country
too.
You're right.
Too.
It is nothing. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? Five?
Yes.
Okay, 5 on the thing. So, and is this is Gordon then?
Gordon, yep, playing all over it, and Catherine Edgerton singing harmony.
Okay. All right. Well, so let's hear another song off of Little Me Time, Charles Latham's new CD. This is Dressed Up for Nothing.
I hope I didn't get dressed up.
nothing. I hope you're not planning on breaking our date, but we're way too late. We won't make it to the movie, but I know lots of other places that are open late. Yeah, I know lots of other places that are open late.
Dressed up for nothing, Charles Latham. Very nice. And were you? Do you ever get dressed up for nothing?
I think we all do.
Yeah, I like to get dressed up for something.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, you should. Today's the day for that. I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Before you came?
Yeah. I don't know how detailed. It sounds more intriguing if I don't elaborate.
No, that's what I was going to say. You know what? Just stop right there and let everyone imagine.
What?
Wait, did you say real maple syrup and?
Some pancakes.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
They're good. Coconut.
Oh.
Too much.
Were they and chocolate?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay. Because I've had Mounds pancakes before. Coconut and chocolate?
You go to IHOP?
No, I don't go to IHOP.
I just was figuring that's the only place. Did you make that yourself?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They're awesome. You don't even need syrup.
You're mysterious.
All right, Charles Latham, what you going to do now? How about some live music?
Yeah, I could play a song.
You're listening to the Licks and Lyrics Show. I'm Louise, and we've got Charles Latham all the way over from Durham. Who's going to be live with
Miss Billy Feather.
With Miss Billy Feather tomorrow.
Playing upright bass. Yeah.
That's going to be sweet.
Yep.
And that's tomorrow at the Steel String.
That's right.
And what time is that?
It is from 4 to 6.
That's perfect.
Yeah, bring your mom.
Yeah, because, you know, mothers don't necessarily want to be up until midnight.
No, it's perfect.
That sounds like a perfect Mother's Day cocktail
hour. It is, and I don't want to spoil any surprises, but I got a
you got a mom?
I do have a mom, yes. That's not the surprise, but my mom, she won't be there. She had other plans, so... When she hears this later, because I will probably let her know once it's online.
Okay.
Let me emphasize, Mom, that I invited you, but you said you had other plans.
You know, maybe I'll go instead.
That'd be nice.
I'm a mother.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old are your kids?
14 and 16.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'll be like, Mom's going to have cocktails. I'll be like, great.
For everyone listening, she does not look like she is old enough to have children that old.
See, now your mom's going to be proud of you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
But we have some mother themed covers we're gonna do.
Oh,
and I can't elaborate on that. But
oh, now
we got some good mama songs.
Mm.
So bring your mom.
Okay, I'm totally. I'm like mothers don't let your boys your mothers Ooh, don't yeah. let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
That might be
that could be a good one.
I mean, I'm not saying anything. It might be in the binder. I have a binder of songs in front of me.
A binder. Yeah. Charles Latham, you are getting highly organized.
I'm a professional.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I mean, clearly, I'm wearing my own
t-shirt. You got your own t-shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got your own band.
Yeah.
Maybe it's borrowed, but no one's judging.
That's right.
No one's judging.
Because they're too
good
to own.
Because they're that good.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let me drop some other names. Did I already drop enough names? I always feel like I don't want to leave anybody out.
You can like as
Ben
I as
Reisling,
woo!
Saxophone.
Sweet.
Andy Scholl, trumpet.
That was great.
Hunter McDermott.
Are these
bass.
All people? On
They're all
your
people on the
CDs?
Record. Catherine Edgerton, vocals, keyboards, some tambourine, I think. Christine Fantini, drums and vocals. Stephen Mullaney, drums. I'm leaving people.
Okay.
We'll get back.
If you think of more.
There was a lot.
We'll keep the shout-outs going.
There's a lot of musicians on that album.
Well done. You know what? When you have a musical community that is this rich, it would be a waste to not use that resource.
I say, if you've got a musical community this rich, you got to knock the top off that mountain and get in there and just get everything good out.
Yes.
Just take it out.
That's right. Put your face in the bowl.
Just put your face down in the bowl.
All right, I like it. Some more live music then. What you gonna play?
This song, since we're at the weekend now, I'll play a song about the working week. And I'm excited about this because it's got a key change in it now. Oh, I just gave away my
What's this one called?
This one's called The Living Wage.
Ooh, The Living Wage.
For the living wage, you won't go to bed early and stay up too late and find that you've been living too long somewhere that you hate. Never feel like you have enough time. Then you wish your week away for the living wage. For the living wage. And for the living wage is just enough to pay the bills and rent. It's not enough to spend. You find you're too polite to strangers and not kind enough to friends. You feel like you're rich on Friday, but by Monday nothing's saved on the living wage. On the living wage. And for the living wage, you will change your priorities, change the way you think. You start laughing at dumb movies, and you might really start to drink. Well, I had written down a dream once, now I'm tearing out the page for the living wage. For the living wage. And somebody told me, if I found a job and worked hard, one day I'd have a front yard and my own set of wheels. My yard belongs to my landlord, and all my wheels do is spin while my hair gets thin on the living wage. Key change. And for the living wage, you're told you should be thankful and you should learn to follow rules and learn to listen to superiors and learn to suffer fools. And for the fear of being fired, well, you'll try not to make waves on the living wage. On the living wage. And for the living wage has just one good comfort, to help you with the pain. It's the company of other people to spend time with and complain. But they just pat you on the back and say, well, there goes another awful day on the living wage. On the living wage. Somebody told me, if I found a job and worked hard, one day I'd have a front yard and my own set of wheels. My yard belongs to my landlord, and all my wheels do is spin while my hair gets thin on the living wage.
Charles Latham, Living Wage.
Thank you.
The Living Wage.
The Living Wage.
Once again, you know, rocking it in a sort of country way. It's not quite country. It's not quite rock. You got your own.
It's America.
It's America.
It's a little bit country. It's a little bit
it's
rock
a
and
little,
roll.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Very nicely done. But my favorite line was the one about the spinning wheels. Mm. Well done. You got some really nice little well thought out lyrics.
Thank you.
So the editing is working out. Just keep it up.
Oh yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there was some editing, I think. I think I had a lot of verses, and then that's as short as I could get it. That's why the key change. You're hearing my key change.
Oh, you mean
first.
You had more to say.
Yeah, I had a lot of lyrics.
Well, you know what? As a musician who is getting paid what musicians get paid before, you know, they're rich and get everything free, it's hard.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You're doing, you know, I mean, there. I know people are always like, could you come play my birthday party for free?
Oh, yeah. Or know? For exposure.
For exposure.
Yeah. That's always the, yeah. Do right. it for exposure.
Yeah.
But.
Do it for exposure.
Not that I'm against, not that I'm above right. that. Anyone who's listening.
Right. Yep.
I'll do it.
I'll expose. If you got a gig
for me,
expose.
I'll do
I'll
it.
Expose. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. How long have you been playing out and doing the Troubadour thing?
I probably since around the same time. I was, yeah.
So
I
really,
was,
like, with the songwriting thing, you were like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah. I okay. have the confidence of a mediocre white man. So, which means I'm just ready to get up in front of anybody at any time and just be like, look what I can do.
Look what I got.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And now you may applaud.
Yes. Now please applaud. Yeah.
That's the best thing. And now I'm going to tell you my side of the story.
Yeah.
And then you will applaud.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Who doesn't want that? That's like the best therapy ever.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah.
And I recommend songwriting, writing in general, to anybody, you know, either in therapy or seeking therapy.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's great.
It is.
Get your side out. Uh-huh. And if it rhymes, people will believe you. Generally.
That's all it takes to convince them.
Yeah.
Just some well-planned rhymes.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
It doesn't fit.
It's true. It rhymes.
Yeah. Well, I guess if it worked for OJ. Right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I guess it did. A little too well.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. I mean, that's a, yeah.
Yeah, that's
sorry.
A can
take
of worms. That's a rabbit hole. Who knows what's going on with that, man? What a mess. But we are on the Licks and Lair show with Charles Latham, who has released his new CD, Little Me Time. He's been playing live. He's going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow at Steel String right here in Carrboro.
At 4 o'clock?
At 4 to 6.
4 to 6.
So you got time.
That's happy hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
On
and
a
then
Sunday.
You can, yeah.
Bring your mom.
Oh, yeah. Bring your mom. Treat your mother.
Treat your mom.
You can find out more about Charles Latham at charleslatham.com. And you're good at putting on your social media. And
yeah.
You can find him on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And
friend me.
Friend you. You ain't scared.
I'm not scared. Right. Like me.
Like me. I ain't scared. I like you back.
Isn't that what every songwriter is just screaming internally anyway?
Oh my
like
God.
Me.
Like me, please.
Like me.
Please, please.
Yeah. Accept me.
Right, right.
Validate me.
Validate me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that should be an option.
That should be an option.
Facebook, validate.
Right. Because I was like, what is this flower? There's
yeah.
like a flower now, and I guess that's thankful.
Yeah.
I looked at it today.
They need to add validate.
Validate. Yeah.
Validate. Or check. It could be a check.
Check.
Like, don't worry. I validate
check, you
it.
Know what? Check plus.
Yeah, check plus.
Let's validate.
Let's
yeah.
validate that.
All right. I like it. I like it. We're almost out of time, but I think we got time for another song. So what do you want to play? You want to play something live? You want to play something off the CD? What you want? What you
oh, want? Since I'm here, I feel like I should play live.
Do it. What you got? What you got?
Well, how about I just, want to get it peppier? I got kind of a pop number, a fun pop number on there.
I'm ready for whatever you got, Charles Latham. Bring it. What you got? What you got?
Okay.
What's
okay.
it called?
This one's off this album, and it's called Like a Sister.
Ooh,
you came over and we got too stoned. I didn't want you taking the bus alone. You said a taxi's a waste of money. Could you stay here tonight and that you trusted me? Mm-hmm. I said, I've only got the one bed, but sure,
I don't mind sleeping on the floor. You said that won't be necessary, and you'd feel better lying close to me. So I held you all night long straight through, and we sang every single song we knew. In the morning you left, I wondered should I have kissed her, but I loved you more like a sister. Now it's been 5 or more years since then, and I wonder, can I still call you a friend? You're out there busy playing rock and roll, I'm down here busy growing old. Don't worry about me, I'm doing all right. I'd just give anything if I could see you tonight. No, I'd give anything to go back in time to that furnished room all soaked in wine. When I held you all night long straight through, and we sang every single song we knew. In the morning you left, I thought, man, I miss her, but not like a lover, like a sister. No, not like a lover, like a sister.
I thought I'd keep it in the family vein for Mother's Day.
Oh, very nice. And what a gentleman. What a gentleman you are.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Keeping the respect.
Yeah.
Keeping the respect. Because for a moment, I was like, oh, no. I know what's happening now.
Oh, yeah. No, those are, yeah, I was just,
So I thought it was like,
Oh, yeah, no. I mean, hey, who am I to say if there's innuendo or not?
Well, this has been really fun, Charles Latham.
I had a blast, Louise.
Yes, yes. So, yeah, I think Radio Gold, you. Very entertaining.
But you're the facilitator.
I just sit here and demand entertaining and ask whatever pops into my head, which you were fairly accommodating. So, kudos to you. Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Yeah.
Well, all right. We are just congratulating.
I know. Let's keep this going. Whoop, whoop, whoop. We're awesome.
Validate.
Whoop, whoop. Validate. Check plus. All right. So you can check out Charles Latham tomorrow at Steel String.
Right here in Carborough.
With Billy Feather. On a big old bass. And that'll be at 4 o'clock. And then you can check out Charles Latham just in general at charleslatham.com.
Spotify. And, that's another social kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
Visit Guitar Town. On Facebook.
And Guitar Town, organizer for Steel String events.
Mr. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Lee is here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks, Jonathan Lee, for keeping
He's
the music
the role
going.
Of my Colonel Tom Parker today.
That's good. That's good. That's good. He'll give you a fried peanut butter sandwich, and he'll keep you from leaving the country.
Yep, yeah, we can't leave the country.
There you go. That's right.
Might be a criminal in some other country.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, thanks to everyone who tuned in to the Licks and Lyrics show today. This has been lots of fun. That was good. And you are listening to WCOM LP Chapel Hill and Carborough.